Hello, everyone. Welcome to NGW High Voltage. I am the camera guy, and here with me, as always, is my partner in podcasting, NGW head official, Scott Cross. Scott, are you ready for this weekend?
Oh, man, I've been waiting for a while. We had a little break from the last show, but you know, we're less than 2 days away from Scorched Earth, and I cannot wait.
Yeah, I can't wait, and you saw there at the beginning, Cassandra Gome versus Nyx in a second chance match.
Yes, you know, both these women are coming in. Both these women got a second chance in this tournament. You know, Nyx already got hers, and this is Cassandra Gome's second chance. So, you know, one of these women is going to be facing Lexi Green, you know, going on to, towards the finals. Because we're getting towards the finals of this tournament. We're down to what? How many people were we left in this tournament? I think like four. We're down to the final four. You know, we're getting very close to the finals of this tournament. I cannot wait.
And we already have the infamous Dara Monroe in the chat. What's up, camera guy? Bye, Scott.
Man,
she has her signs done after what felt like 12 years.
I know it felt like a while before we're back at the Lou Civic Center, but finally Saturday we are back. We're finally making our return. You know, this card is just stacked.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, and one thing that I'm looking forward to is going to be Shrapnel's return.
Yes, you know, Shrapnel's made a return to IWA just recently, and now he's making his return to NGW, and, you know, no stranger to him. Him and Logan Ridge going to be hopefully fighting for a chance to become a Lightning Division champion one day.
Yeah, well, you know, speaking of Lightning Division,
yeah,
we're going to be having Jerry Morgan challenging the current Lightning Division champion, Preacher.
We knew we were going to have to get this one over with. We knew it was coming. Anytime he's on the show, you know, we're always going to have to talk about him. Yeah, Jerry Morgan, you know, Jerry Morgan's a little bit of a belt collector. He's the current IWA Light Heavyweight Champion, the current Ignite Outburst champion. He's looking to gain another championship, is that Lightning Division championship against, you know, I'm not gonna say his name, you know, we're not gonna get to three that early.
Well, you know what's interesting is that he has, on Saturday, it will mark 210 days he's been the Lightning Division champion.
Wow.
So on Saturday he will be matching Tobias Storm for number of days as Lightning Division champion. If he wins on Saturday, he will then become the longest reigning Lightning Division champion.
Wow. Okay. So there is a lot on stake, not just the Lightning Division champion, but I'm going to go ahead and say his name because Dardar's already blowing up the comments. I'll say his name for one time, the one time only. I'm not saying number three, but Preacher is looking to become the longest reigning Lightning Division champion. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
But he's not going to have no easy challenger this time because Jerry Morgan is looking for a fight, and he don't care who it is. He don't care how many they got out there. They can bring all the gospel of damnation out there. Jerry Morgan don't care. Jerry Morgan will fight everybody, and he's looking for a fight, and this is going to be a fight one way or another.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. Then, you know, we also are going to be having Reinhardt taking on LVK in a no count out, no disqualification match, because the last time these two met, they fought to the outside of the ring and it wound up being a double count out because they weren't really interested in having a match. They were more interested in just beating the snot out of each other.
Yeah, we knew this coming into that match. We knew they were coming for a fight. It wasn't going to be a match. It was going to be a fight. And now, this time, there's no count out. There's no disqualification. Anything goes in this match. So maybe this is the match that they want, but finally they're going to get their one-on-one shot with no rules.
Yeah, it's going to be insane.
Yes. What else we got?
Oh, what else do we got?
Oh,
Chris Cade taking on Rick Cruz?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Chris Cade, you know, this is almost like a student versus teacher kind of thing. You know, Chris Cade started his career with Ricky, you know, learning under the learning tree of Ricky Cruz, and now they're facing each other. But it's a different Chris Cade. It's not the same Chris Cade that was before. It's this is a new, I don't know how to describe it. It's a new determined Chris Cade. It's not, he sees a little differently than what he was before he got injured. So he's more, you know, he was unsuccessful because Playboy, you know, decided to do a little tactic at Wrestling for a Cure. But I don't think that heavyweight title is out of his sight right now. His sight's on Ricky Cruz. And then I think he's going to move on to whoever the NGW heavyweight champion will be because he wants that gold back.
And speaking of PYT, you know, we're going to be having PYT taking on the fam for the tag team championship. Because, you know, last month, Melee Mosquito 3, Tobias Storm actually picked up a pinfall victory on Alex Steele.
Yes. You know, a little pinfall, but, you know, dude did the little PYT tactics that they always do. Didn't catch the foot on the ropes and... They unfortunately got the victory, so now they're getting a tag team title shot. And, you know, Playboy said this is a year of PYT. We could be seeing that this Saturday, but they're not going in there against anybody. They're going in against the first ever two-time NGW tag team champions, the fam. So this is not going to be a walk in the park for PYT.
No, not at all, even with the numbers game and the creative tactics that they like yes. to use. And Dardar doesn't seem to be a fan of this match, though.
Why is she not a fan of this match?
She's got, why do you guys have to torture me like this? I like the fam MPYT.
Well, you're going to have to pick sides, I guess. You know, you're going to have to pick who you want to win.
Well, I think I know what side she's going to.
Oh, we all know what side she's going to go with.
What side are you going to fall on, Scott?
I'm not falling on any side.
You're just going to count right down the middle.
Yep. I'm going to have to watch PYT a little more this time because I know what they're capable of in the last match. So I'm going to have to keep an eye on them more this time.
You know, you always know what they're capable of, though, Scott.
Well, sometimes they surprise me, you know.
Yeah, like I didn't expect Virgil to actually be able to escape that cage at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And yet somehow he climbed right up over it.
I don't even know how he got out. I just looked over and he's out of the cage.
Yeah, all of a sudden he's there.
I was like, how did that happen? But, you know, he paid for that.
And we got Lauren Stolzer in the chat. Reinhardt is going to bring the pain to LVK on Saturday night.
I mean, what we've seen... We've seen a little bit of LBK at the last show with the last time they met, but you know, this time he don't have nothing holding him back. There's no counts, there's no disqualification. Same thing with Reiner. They know they're going to this match with the gloves off, basically, because it's gonna be a fight, and I'm hoping they end this little feud they got because that looks like they're gonna fight for a while.
Oh yeah, speaking of Reiner, we actually had a little bit of a message from him that we can go ahead and play here real quick.
Okay.
LVK, last time we met, the referee's hand never fell. The crowd never got the sacrifice that they deserve. But this Saturday at NGW presents Scorched Earth, there's no disqualifications, there's no countouts, there's no rules to hide behind. There's just you and me and the storm that I bring. They want to call this a war. I am the war. I'm the axe in the darkness. I'm the boot in your teeth. I'm the roar that drowns out your heartbeat. And after this Saturday, they're not going to say that Reinhardt just scorched the earth. They're going to say he salted it so nothing ever grew there again. See you in hell, big homie.
Those are some mighty strong words there.
From the proper Viking, Reinhardt the Hooligan, you know, he said what he's coming in for, and it's like you said, it's going to be no disqualification, no count out, no rules. So anything can happen. I can't, referee cannot stop it. It's only there to count the pinfall.
The only thing you can do is count.
Yeah, that's it. So
count or determine if there's a submission being made.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, you know, of course, we also have the main event of the night, and that's going to be Dexter Roswell taking on the current NGW heavyweight champion, Playboy Double H. And Playboy actually got that championship by cashing in on Dexter.
Yeah, that was a surprise because Playboy all said he wasn't there. I didn't see him that day in the building. And all of a sudden, he decided to show up out of the blue, cashing his right to fight, making it a triple threat match, which makes it no rules. And PYT held Ricky Cruz out while Playboy stomped Dexter into that mat and won the NGW heavyweight title. And there was nothing. It was basically an ambush. But this time, Dexter's got a little bit more focus now. Now it's different. Now he knows this is what he's coming into this Saturday. But, you know, Playboy and Dexter, they're no strangers to each other.
No, not at all. And, you know, we haven't heard very much from Dexter.
No, we haven't.
Since he unfortunately lost the NGW Heavyweight Championship in what was already a barn burner of a match between himself and Ricky Cruz.
Yes. I mean, it's hard to go in a different mindset with this, you know, because that was out of the blue, shocker. With Playboy's music hit, and he come out. Nobody knew he was there. Didn't see him in the building all day. And then he planned a perfect time to cash in.
Oh, we got Reinar in the chat saying it's his domain. This is what I do, plain and simple. He's very confident going into Saturday. But you know who else I think is very confident going into Saturday? Our guest tonight, Dexter Roswell. So what do you say we go ahead and bring Dexter on there, Scott?
Let's bring him on.
Hello, Dexter.
Hello, everybody. How are you guys?
How are you doing tonight?
I've been doing pretty good, taking some time away from training while they all learn from one of the best in this area. Mike Masters came in and helped take over the training for tonight while I was able to join you guys on here. I even still have my wrestling shoes on. So who knows? After this is done, I might try to get a little bit more practice and a little bit more training in before I face Playboy.
So we said a moment ago that we haven't really heard from you much since your unfortunate loss to Playboy. We did see the interaction that happened between yourself and NGW co-CEO Jason Halbert, where before Wrestling for a Cure, he promised you that no matter who came away from Wrestling for a Cure with the NGW Heavyweight Championship, you would have your match to reclaim it.
Yeah, first off, I don't know what's going on with Halbert. You know, as far as I've known him, he's been a dirty, rotten town. So I don't know what this change of heart is all about. You know, like I said before, I don't trust him. I'm not in this match to get justice for him for what Playboy did to him at Wrestling for a Cure. That's not my, you know, I'm not doing this for NGW like I did last time to try to get rid of the New Deal, which I was a part of it before. And I knew what they were capable of, so I had to take them down. This time, for me and the fan, you know, who I do this for. That's the reason why I'm going to get my title back. But I do have to give props to Playboy. You know, I know that's kind of hard to hear to somebody that stomped my head into the ground, took my title from it. I got to give him props. I did the exact same thing about 2 years ago with the tag team title, right to fight, Bruce King. We took advantage of the opportunity. We took the tag title. He was doing the exact same thing that I've done myself. So I'm not upset about that. It's the fact that you want to say that I'm a nobody. You know, I was easy pickings, that it's not going to be a challenge for you come Saturday night. you know, we've been in the ring before, and I know you know that I am quite a bit of a challenge. I know what I'm doing, and I wasn't the NWA Heavyweight Champion. You know, I had to earn that in a triple threat match against Logan Ridge and CW Graves. You know, when I was supposed to face Chris Cage, but he got hurt. But then he wants to show up after I was beaten down, after my title was taken from me. All of that. He wants to come out and make it sick. Okay, I still don't trust you. And then on top of that, he gets the title shot before me. I don't see how that makes sense. So yes, I have had some things that I have had to go through mentally to get in a better place. Because some of that did bother me. It did. But I'm more focused, I'm ready for the task at hand, and Playboy, it's not going to be a walk in the park. You're not just going to be able to stomp my head in the mat, pin me one. Not going to be that easy. You're going to be in for a fight. I'm getting my title back one way.
You know, I like that you brought up that you had in the past done the same thing that Playboy chose to do with the Right to Fight contract. And correct me if I'm wrong, but you actually cashed in your Right to Fight contract against PYT, if I remember correctly.
You are remembering correctly. It was PYT and I think it was Tobias Storm and TJ Kelly. Very random. But we turned it into a triple threat. We fought in the match. It wasn't just a quick, I had 10 people beat me up either. It was me and Logan. We got hit. We gave the hits right back. We walked out with that. So that's a little bit of the difference between our two little cash-ins. He didn't really get much in other than Tobias and Marco and all the other PYT members doing the dirty work for him. Saturday, you're going to have to do the dirty work, Playboy. How you
deal
with that.
And you're very familiar with PYT and their tactics, and that they like to use creative tactics and the numbers game.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I would be honest, my guard was down. I was so focused on this dream match, me and Ricky Cruz, to see who the best person was in NGW. You know, I held that title, but I want to prove myself against everybody in there, and I hadn't got to face Ricky Cruz ever. So that was the first time we'd gotten to the ring together. And I wanted to see who was the best. And like you said, it was a barn burner of a match. It was a really good match. I've watched it back several times. We never got that solution because Playboy and PYT interrupted that. So the one time down the line, I know we'll step back into this again and we'll see who the better man is. But for right now, I'm not worried about Ricky Cruz. Not worried about Chris
Cage.
Not worried about Jason Halbert. I'm worried about you.
Yeah. You got some words of support in the chat from Benny Cavini saying, keep Wyan Dexter, even Playboy beats you. It won't matter when Colthar or Ryan come after you.
Okay. Bring on all the challenges. Once I win my title, I will face anybody. Anybody on the MDW roster, anybody they want to bring in? I mean, we saw that last time whenever Mickey Myers was brought in, beat him twice. Hell of a competitor. But I walked out victorious in those matches. And I would have walked out victorious against Ricky too, but we know how that
is. Yeah, and we also have Dardar, of course, infamous Dardar Monroe, saying that Playboy will remain champion. No one can take that away, not even Dexter.
Oh, but are we just not going to talk about IWA production? How Playboy lost his title. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I might have had a slight hand in it. So, you know, I got a little bit of payback myself. So I'm coming for the full payback this set.
Yeah, you were there at IWA when Playboy lost his title against Sid Holland.
Absolutely. It was the numbers game. Like, yes, I had been away from IWAP for a little bit. I had to focus on myself, like, test myself other places. I had to go do that for me. But I was always paying attention to what was going on, you know. And then I talked to Sid, told him I had his back, no matter what. You know, we've been through wars in the past. He's busted me up, laying me up, left me laying for dead. you know, but the last time we were in that ring together, we had mutual respect for one another, and I told him, I got your back. He gave me a buzz, said, hey, if something goes down, you got my back, and I told him, absolutely. And lo and behold, TYT tried to get involved, and I wasn't going to let that happen. So giving, helping cost Playboy that title, that was a part of Sweet Revenge.
Yeah, and we were talking a little bit before we brought you on that, you know, there's a chance for a little bit of NGW history to be made this weekend. Because, like, for example, right now, Preacher.
We are always watching.
See you this week.
Is he Joe Hendry now? Say his name will appear.
Now we've said his name three times, so we cannot try to be careful.
Well, Preacher just doesn't need to worry about hijacking Voltage here. He needs to worry about Jerry and retaining.
Yeah, he does. But on Saturday, he will be matching Tobias Storm's reign of 210 days, so they will be tied for the longest NGW Lightning Division title reign. But if he wins on Saturday, on Sunday, he becomes the longest reigning NGW Lightning Division champion.
Very true.
And you could make history by being the first ever two-time NGW heavyweight champion.
That's the plan, you know, and I hope to take that plan into fruition.
I mean, that we could see two different, you know, bits of history being made that night, which is wonderful in my opinion, because you know, I'm all about history.
Oh, I know you. I will do this for you, Hammer Guy. I will do this for you.
Well, you know, the name of the show coming up is Scorched Earth. Do you plan to essentially go Scorched Earth on Playboy and hold absolutely nothing back? Maybe pull a couple tricks out that we haven't seen from Dexter Roswell yet?
Well, I mean, that's the intended plan, you know. I don't care what it takes. I'm going to walk out with that. For anybody that knows me, maybe even outside of NGW, they know I've got some stuff up my sleeve as well. So you never know what might happen.
Now, let's say we'd mentioned before about PYT and the numbers game, and we know that Halbert seems to be having a little bit of a change of heart, possibly, as you put it. How would you feel if, you know, Jason Halbert and Logan Ridge, you know, were out there during your match, showing you a little bit of support, maybe try to help you out a little?
As much as I would appreciate it, I want to do this myself. You know, yes, I know the numbers games are going to be against me. And in a perfect world, it would just be me and Playboy. No Nicky Monroe, no Tobias, no Marco, no Virgil, no anybody else. The list goes on and on. But I know that's not me. Now, I know with Logan Ridge, I know he has. Like I said, I don't trust that one. And I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. Because I was just like him when I was in the New Deal. And I was able to. You know, at least I hope that's what people do. But, you know, after all the stuff that Albert has done instead, you know, verbally berating me, making me sit outside while Chris Cage faced Tyler, the new deputy for the title, made me sit and watch because he didn't trust me and didn't believe in me. The fans believed in me. They were all telling me, you got this, Dexter. Don't listen to me. Don't do this. Still play those words back in my head. Everything that he told me, the slap that he gave me. That's going to take a little bit more work on your part, Halbert, to get me to trust you. I appreciate the title match that you made sure that I would get, but I would hope that I would have got it sooner, but can't cry over spilled milk, right?
Why do you think there's a sudden change in Halbert's behavior all of a sudden?
Because he doesn't really have anybody anymore. He had Cage, he had Logan, he had me. had Tobias, had all, everybody backing him up, so he could feel that sort of confidence, you know, to say and do whatever he wants. He doesn't have that anymore. So now he's feeling remorse. You know, you can say all these things, all the different actions that you do, and then when you realize that you messed up, you can't backtrack. You can ask for forgiveness. You can show time after time after time again that you want to do the right thing, and eventually people will start trusting. One small action isn't going to do it. At least not.
Yeah. And with his track record, it's hard to kind of believe him, because we've never seen this sign of Halbert before. Is this just an act, or is he actually genuinely sincere and trying to make the wrong things right? Or is it just a plan for him? You know, you never know with Jason Halbert.
Yeah, is he secretly working with PYT? To try to get me to be all, oh, yay, Halbert's in my court. No, it's not going to happen. Whether he's with PYT, whether he's against him, it doesn't matter. This time, when I win this championship, it's for me. I've put too many years into this. You know, I just came up on my 9-year anniversary. It's the first time I ever stepped into a wrestling. I've done a lot in my career already that I'm very thankful for, but I'm not done yet. And I'm going to do it the right way. And the NBA Saturday is what's going to be a good day upon starting the year now.
You got some words of support in the chat from Lauren. Say, kick ass Saturday, Dexter.
Oh, I will. Better be there to see it.
And we got two differing points of view on Jason Halbert. We got one from Dale Winchester saying you can always trust Halbert, and that Halbert's a great guy. Although I'm pretty sure that Dale was quite happy to lock Halbert into a cage with BYT. And then we also have Benny saying that he does not trust this new Halbert.
Like I said, I don't trust him. I'm going to have eyes on the back of my head, obviously, for PYT, but also for Halbert. You know, I have to. I can't become relaxed. I can't think that I've got everything in the bag. Until that bell hits and the 1, 2, 3 is counted by Scott, and the title is in my hand, I'm not letting my guard down. You know, there's no more right to fight briefcase until next year. I don't have to worry about that. I have to worry about the people around ringside and anybody else in the back.
But Benny also has a question for you. And if anybody in the chat has questions for Dexter, feel free to drop it below, because here in a little bit, Dexter's going to be playing a little bit of a game, trying to win a prize for one of our live viewers. But Benny wants to know, if there's one person you could team up with on the NGW roster, who would it be?
Well, I mean, Logan Ridge is obviously a strong contender for that, but just based on our past and everything, and him seeing the light of no longer being in the New Deal. I don't know. I gotta think. Probably Ricky. You know, we had a really good match.
I was just thinking the same thing.
You know, I think we could give a run for the money for the tag team titles. I mean, I've been in the ring with the several times. So.
I'll pitch this to you right now. You and Ricky can form a tag team and call it Political Chaos.
Political Chaos. Or the Campaign of Chaos.
I like that even better. The Campaign of Chaos.
But you know what sounds even better to me? The Campaign of Chaos. Tag team champion while I'm the NGW champion. That would be history right there, too.
Yeah. That would be, because in New Genesis Wrestling, we have not yet had a dual champion, and there's nothing in the rules against it.
Nope, not at all. I'm here to carve my path and be one of the greatest NGW in the history of all Southern Illinois. All of whatever, wherever I'm at, I want to be the best that I can be. You know, some might say that's ego. I call it confidence. You know, not all the time do I have the most confidence in myself. I always first do that. That's why I do training. That's why I try to build everybody else up. helps me as well. So, like, I can hear them doing bumps and working in the ring back there. That makes me more proud than anything. You know, that's a legacy that I'll be able to leave. But I'm also in there for me. Staying sharp on making sure I'm getting everything crisp and pristine. Way nobody can be. You know, I don't just rest on my laurels. You know, I'm here 2 to 3 times a week. I'm at the gym 3 to 4 times a week. You know, this isn't just a side hobby. This is something that is happening. You know, I wouldn't put my body through all the pain and sacrifice. Nothing. You know, and my reward. You guys know what my reward is going to be?
The NWA Championship.
That is it. You know, my bag has been a lot lighter since the last time I was at NGD. So I'm ready to gain some weight on that.
And we got Justin Savage in the comment hopping in with his pitch for your tag team name of Chaotic Progress.
Okay, I like that.
And one half of the current NGW tag team champions, Marcellus Knight, saying, hold on now. Don't wish that pain upon yourself. He likes you too much.
Hey, you know, I like it too. You know, we went through our wars, you know, and we got a mutual respect for each other. But when it comes to competition, anything goes. You know, we need to have another anything goes street fight like we had before, which granted, you guys beat us for the tag titles with that one. I'll gladly do it. You know, I will gladly step away any time.
Yeah, we got Lauren saying, win the championship, then Reinhardt should come for you next.
Reinhardt's got bigger issues than me. He's got LBK to work on. I know LBK first. He's not going to let up, you know. It might not be done by after Saturday. They might still go on out.
Oh, With the way that shaped up last time, and I knew it was just going to be a straight-on fight. I didn't expect it to end outside of the ring like that. And that's right when, you know, right at Melee and Mosquito 3, they made the match even before the end of the night that the next time they would be meeting, it would be no DQ, no count out. So this one, in theory, has to end definitively.
Never say never in wrestling, you know. You never know what's going to happen.
That's true. And we have Benny saying heathen forever. He is one of the heathen's biggest fans.
Hey, and we got cheer for who you want.
We got Dale Winchester saying, Dexter, you are great. Just be you. Dale doesn't seem to think you need to be tagging with anybody.
You know, I appreciate that.
We also have Bud Gallows in the chat. Just saying hi. Hashtag wham.
Oh, me and Gallows go way back.
You know, we haven't seen him, you know, the boys in NGW since they decided to unprovoked attack the Easter Bunny.
Yeah, I didn't like that, but, you know, boys are going to be boys. What can you say?
I like that. Boys are going to be boys. And we also have Dale Winchester with the question for you. Do you have any regrets in wrestling?
Regrets. You know, I like to not have regrets because, I mean, everything that happens for a reason. You know, do I kind of regret some of the actions as being a part of the movie? Yes, you know, but it led to who I am right now. So technically, no, I don't have any regrets in wrestling, but some questionable actions, yes, that I would probably see about redoing, but no regrets.
And when you were with the New Deal, you were under the leadership of Jason Halpert, so you were brainwashed by Jason Halpert, a lot of you guys were, and then finally you got to see clearly that this was not the way you were going, and once you got that, you went straight to the top at NGW.
Oh, yeah. Didn't take very long once I got out of the New Deal.
No.
You know, I was being held back a little bit, probably. That might just be my opinion. I might be a little bit biased on that. But I was being held back. And it showed. not, what was it, 2 months later, 2-3 months later, whatever it was, I was champion. So I don't know if anybody could say held back. That's their opinion.
Yo, that we got Donde in the chat saying hooray. That right there, Donde Estoy. I think Donde should be your new tag team partner.
Oh. Yeah, Donde shows up at random places and becomes anybody's tag team partner. He was at Wrestling for a Cure and he became Savage's tag team partner when they took on for the NGW tag team title. So he just may show up one and randomly time and said, I'm going to be your partner because that's just the way he is. I mean,
he might during the title match this Saturday and be in the corner thinking it's a tag match since we're talking about it.
You never know.
And he might even bring
him. Okay. Go ahead.
He was trying to get a pinfall in the Royal Rumble match.
Well, you know, it
gets a little confused sometimes, you know.
But he has the bag full of stuff. You never know what's in. So that could be to your advantage.
You never know what's going to come out of that bag. Dexter's at training right now, Donde. He's kind enough to give us some of his time this evening. And Benny's saying that we need Scooter.
I try to do the media appearances. I try to do everything I can for NGW, and it's best to do that when you're the heavyweight champion. So I'm going to lead everybody into the next generation.
Donde is saying that that's going to be your tag team name. Where is Dexter?
Where is Dexter? Yeah.
I think that's why he would be framing in the middle of the ring.
Yeah.
I cannot think of a name for me and Donde.
But you bring up a very interesting point in that when you were champion, and even afterwards, you're doing the media appearances. You're coming on the podcast. You're talking with people. Whereas, granted, Playboy has been on our podcast since becoming champion 2 times. The first time was when he, MPYT, essentially took over the show.
Yeah.
And the second time was after Chris Cade was mysteriously attacked.
Yeah,
so neither one of them really promoting NGW, more promoting himself.
Which is very fitting for Playboy. You know, I get it. You want to put yourself over. You want to make sure you're the center of attention. You don't always have to do it in a negative way. You don't have to take over somebody's car. You don't have to beat somebody up in their own home. You don't have to do all these things. You can do things the right way and still be a success. So the Playboy, as far as I know, he had an open invitation to be on this podcast, and we could have spoke directly to each other, but he decided to decline.
You know, speaking of which, you know, the last time, you know, we had somebody on the show who was going to be facing Playboy, and an incident happened. You're in a locked room, right?
No, door's open. If he wants to come attack me, he can come attack me right now. I got some light tubes right next to me.
All right. You're prepared.
Oh, yeah. I didn't learn. I learned a few things from the New Deal as far as being underhanded. You know, I might not do them anymore, but they're still there. So, I mean, if I have to, I will. But no. Open invitation. Come find me.
I like that. You know, it's hard to get away, I would say, from instincts that you have learned in your past.
Very true. Very true. You know, it would be so easy just to put somebody on the rope and choke them and take the breath from them. But I'll let my moves and my actions show this type of person that I am, the type of champion that I will be for NGW, for the fans, for myself, for everybody back in the locker room. Like, I'm not going to sacrifice who I am anymore. Just for success. I'm going to do this on my terms. If I don't, hey, I have more stuff to work on. But when I do, I'm going to look good with that title back over my shoulder when you're taking pictures of it.
And then, you brought up a little bit ago that you've been wrestling for 9 years now. You just recently had your 9 year anniversary. And that brings me with the thought of you've done a lot in those 9 years. So I was just wondering, in those 9 years, this is a two-part question. In those 9 years, what so far has been your favorite match? And what so far has been your most embarrassing match?
Oh, favorite and most embarrassing. I've had a lot of like favorite matches as far as like working with different opponents, you know, at Ignite, me and Logan Ridge, we had a Three Stages of Hell match, which that's probably one of my favorite matches that I've had. It's competitive spirit between both of us and just fighting it out. That was really good. And then I remember there was an I Quit match with Scott Phoenix at Scribe that I also enjoyed. There's definitely a few up there for best matches. As far as embarrassing, well, no one match in particular, but anytime I rip my pants. You know, I will make fun of myself till I'm blue in the face, you know, like, I take wrestling seriously, but I also try to have a lighter side with it, so, like, kind of, like, mellow myself out, you know, but I do wrestle either in jeans or dress pants, not traditional wrestling gear. Had my pants ripped a few times. Thankfully, I had underwear on underneath that, but that's a good thing for the crowd. I can't one in particular over the other, or like just an embarrassing match in particular. But yeah, definitely anytime I rip my pants. You're welcome, by the way.
I saw a while back that you'd posted the aftermath photo of one of those times when you'd rip your pants. Yeah. I was thinking, yeah, this would be a.
So that actually brings up the story of that. So it was a five-way, like, scramble-type match or whatever. Like, five-way match. First person to get the first pinfall. I was the first one out. So I had squatted in the ring in the corner, ripped right there, before the match even started. I didn't know it ripped.
Oh.
Wrestled the whole match thinking everything was fine. Until I get to the back and somebody tells me, hey, you ripped your pants. I'm like, wait, what? Yeah, it happens. But you know, 9 years, only ripped probably about 4 to 5 pairs. That's a pretty good track record for non-traditional wrestling.
Yeah. Now we got Benny Cavini in the chat saying, losing to Playboy cashing in would definitely be embarrassing. You worked your behind off in that match, only for it to be ruined by Scott counting to three for Playboy. I think Benny's going for a hashtag Scott's fault.
I think so. I mean, donating the socks is, after he cashed in, it made it a triple threat, and there was nothing I could do. I had to count the pinfall.
Scott did his job. Exactly. Not Scott's fault. I'm going on the record. Not Scott's fault.
Exactly. Not Scott's fault. This time, not Scott's fault.
I will have a hashtag not Scott's fault sticker for you Saturday, so you can wear that proudly.
Sounds good.
Well, I want to know, because you know, the last time that you were in the NGW ring and Scott was refereeing, yeah. You know, it was your match with Ricky. Before the match started, you guys decided to do a push-up contest. And Scott did extremely well. Now I want to see you, Scott, and Playboy having a push-up contest before the match starts.
That wouldn't happen with Playboy, because he would use as a tactic to gain ahead on Dexter.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, don't try to do a push-up before the match, Dexter. That puts you in prime curb stop range right there, right from the beginning. That's a bad idea.
Or I can lull him into a false security.
Yeah,
that's true.
I mean, we just might have to see. Because here's the thing. We know his finish is the stomp. He's going to want any opportunity to do that. So why not take that to my advantage? If he knows I'm on all fours about to get my head stomped in, why not take advantage of it? Make him think that he's going to be able to. Him miss and roll him up 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, as you were talking, saying that, I'm like, yeah, that'd be like an ideal position to goad him into, like, a, you know, the most devastating move in all of professional wrestling, small package.
Schoolboy.
Huh?
It would be the schoolboy. I mean, I could get him into a small package, but he'd have to turn around.
Yeah. And we got Laura in the chat here saying, dying to see Bloody Dexter on Saturday night. That's who's going to be Playboy.
Maybe. NGW hasn't seen him.
No, NGW hasn't seen Bloody Dexter. No, they haven't seen that side. Yeah, they haven't seen that side of Dexter yet. I mean, when you know that music hits and you see Bloody Dexter come through, you know it's not normal Dexter. This is a different kind of Dexter. This is somebody that's past. It's almost like a different version of you. It's more amped up. So when you know you see that one, you're in for a fight.
Oh, yeah. Anybody that's seen that, they know to expect anything.
Exactly.
But I'm going to keep him away for now. You know, we'll see how Saturday goes. See if PYT wants to try to play their tactics, they might see a little bloody version at some point.
And you know, I think talking about Bloody Dexter is actually a good segue here to actually playing our little game. And our little game is something that we like to call Shock Therapy. And for anybody new here, the way that Shock Therapy works is that we ask our guests a series of 3 multiple choice questions. If they get 2 out of the 3 right, they win a prize for one of our live viewers. And that prize is a signed show poster. And by poster, I'm talking like movie theater size poster signed by everyone who will be competing at Scorched Earth. And tonight, Dexter, you are actually going to be playing for Benny.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, we like to try to tailor our questions to our guests. And, you know, we were just talking about Bloody Dexter a second ago. And, you know, Bloody Dexter really does remind me, you know, with the look and the walk and the whole attitude of the classic horror movies. Where you have a stalking presence, but also the fact that Bloody Dexter, I've seen many times, gets knocked down and is just gets right back up, goes back for more punishment. And you know, one of the most infamous people who has gotten down and come back for more punishment, but it's not always the same person, is in the Scream series. Ghostface, you know, we've seen Ghostface in many a Scream movies. Not necessarily always the same person as Ghostface, but just keeps coming back. Keeps getting knocked down, just like Bloody Dexter, just like Dexter Roswell. So I figured, let's go ahead and ask Dexter some questions about the Scream movie franchise.
Oh, my favorite. This could be a piece of cake. So if I do not get any of these right, I'm going to have to go back and watch all of them again. So
there's another one coming out not too soon, isn't there?
Yes, Spring 7. Ready for it.
All right. Well, are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right. Your first question. In the original Scream, 1996, what's the name of the fictional town where the murders take place? Is it A, Uncle Gary's Backyard and RV Park, B, Chainsaw, Nebraska, C, Glitter Pants, Iowa, or D, Woodsboro?
Oh, I would hope that all these are actual towns. That would be great because I want to go to Glitter Pants.
Well, I've been to Uncle Gary's a couple times, and it ain't no RV park. It's just one pop-up camper and one little grill, so don't ever go there.
Were you a ref for a show at Uncle Gary's?
Yeah.
But to answer the question, Woodsboro.
D. Woodsboro? And you are correct.
Good old Woodsboro.
Yeah.
Okay, one for one.
Are you ready for the second question? Question two. What's the name of the in-universe horror movie series based on the Ghostface killings? Is it A, The Adventures of Stabby McStabface? B, Mildly Uncomfortable Poke? C, Stab? Or D, How to Lose a Knife in 10 Days?
You know, some of those would be kind of interesting to watch.
You know, Stabby McStabface. Mildly Uncomfortable Poke.
Yeah, I don't know. Stabby McStabface just doesn't have a good enough ring like Ghostface does, but it's going to be Stab.
You're going with C, Stab?
Mm-hmm.
And you are correct.
Weren't they technically up to like 8 or 9 stabs in the movie as far as like the little intro that they had?
I'm pretty sure that they exceeded the number of stab movies than there are Scream movies in that in-universe film series.
I believe so. So, hey, for Benny, we already won. 2 for 2. Even if I miss this next one, they're winning. I'm planning to go 3 for 3.
Yep, Benny has won that poster. And which Scream movie was it that the entire plot of the Scream movie was around one of the stab movies filming?
That Scream 3.
Scream 3.
Yep, they did it was the one that was based in Hollywood where it was like everybody on the set was getting killed and it was actually Roman Bridger that was the killer.
Yep.
The only solo killer.
Yeah, you're right. And then, you know, I'm going to do a quick bonus question before we get to the third real question.
Okay.
You know, I this isn't going to be multiple choice. I hope that you can just answer this right off the top of your head. Who was the famous horror movie director who had a cameo in the Scream movies?
Wes Craven.
Wes Craven. And who was he dressed up as?
Freddy Krueger.
Yep.
I'm going to go 5 for 3.
All right. Are you ready for your actual third question?
I'm ready. Bring it on.
All right. Your third question. Which actress plays Sydney Prescott, the main heroine in the Scream series? Is it A, Sandwich McFlurry, B, Nev Campbell, C, Lettuce McGee, or D, Princess Chainsaw Sparkle Pants?
Well, I would hope D was from Sparkle Pants Island. You know, it would be kind of fitting. But it's definitely Nev Campbell. I did miss her in the 6th installment of Scream, but I hear she's going to be back in the 7th, so.
All right, you're going to be Nev Campbell. And you are correct.
I'm so glad I got all those right, because if I did not, I was going to be very disappointed in myself. Very disappointed. So I restored faith in myself.
I would be too, because you know, I understand that is your favorite film series.
It absolutely is.
Now, why is it your favorite film series, though?
I've always been a fan of the murder mysteries, you know, like not knowing who the killer is. Like one of the things I've always wanted to do, never got a chance to do, was like a murder mystery dinner. That would be amazing. But like you said, you just never know who the killer is. It's always that intrigue. You're always trying to spot little clues on like, okay, who hasn't been around when one of the killings happened? Were they around while their partner was doing the killing? There's so many ways you can go about it, you know. I actually came up with my own idea for how one of the frames should go. I feel like there should be multiple. They figure out the first one halfway through, and then they have to use that killer to figure out who the other killer is. Like murderer for murderer type of deal. I think that would be neat.
Oh,
that's good.
And we have a Herb Simmons in the chat saying good evening, gentlemen. Evening, Herb. And we have Justin Hello. Savage actually saying he is actually intrigued by the original story for Scream 3 they didn't get to make. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that one is either.
See, now we're both going to be looking up when this is over. Go, what was the original story for Scream 3?
Yep, going to have to look it up. I don't like not knowing.
And Reinar's saying that he knows a teacher whose son was the restroom ghost face in the first Scream.
Okay. But let me ask you guys, what have you guys watched all six Screams?
I
haven't watched the latest one.
I think the last one I watched was 4. I kind of lost it after 4. It kind of got away from the original franchise and kind of went in a different direction. I kind of lost interest in it. So after 4, I kind of stopped watching it.
Okay, so from the ones that you've seen, which is your favorite? And why?
Oh, the first one. The first one. It's just because the nostalgia with it, just because of, you know, growing up watching it so many times and just... That one was always my favorite just because of all the people that were in the first one. It's just, that's always been my favorite one.
To me, it's the fact that they originally set out to make a movie that was supposed to be a sequel of all these classic horror movies, and it became its own classic horror movie franchise.
Yes. And then you knew something was up when they took a main actress like, trying to think of her name. I'm trying to blank. The girl got killed in the first scene of the movie. I can't think of her name.
Drew Barrymore.
And when they killed her in the first like couple minutes of the movie, I go, "Whoa, this is something different." Because I'm like, "You killed one of the top actress in the movie. Killed her in the first 2 minutes." I'm like, "What is this movie going to be then?"
Has a little bit of shock therapy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So my favorite, it might be an unpopular opinion of a lot of people, but I really like 4, with her cousin being the one that was the killer, the family ties to kill, you know, all that sort. I really like that. That was my favorite.
See, what's funny is that months back, I actually went through, the first Scream movie was on TV while I was working. I actually kind of, you know, had it on the screen as I was working. And one line in that movie stood out to me to show just how old that movie really is. And that line was, "What high school kid has a cell phone?"
Now, what high school kid doesn't have a cell
phone? I know, exactly. Right?
Exactly.
It's like that line right there just ages that movie so
quick. Yeah, it doesn't age well for that line.
Oh, but where else can NGW fans catch you in action, Dexter?
Oh, well, I'm back at IWA Productions, at least for a little bit. You never know when I'll pop in, when I'll pop out. So I know I'll be there the last Saturday of this month, and I'm actually going for the IWAP Heavyweight Championship as well against Sid Hawk. So who knows? I might be Dexter 2 belts. But first things first, beating Playboy. Night Pro Wrestling, I'm always there. You can see a little bloody version of me there. Those are the only ones I'm at primarily right now. You know, training takes up a lot of my time, you know, and I really want to be able to give back to them in which I was given. So it's my way to give back. So I'm with the training a lot of the time. So that does take away from actual shows, unfortunately. But that doesn't mean you won't be able to see me anywhere else in the future. We may have a few things lined up.
Yeah. And if someone would be interested in training to be a wrestler or referee or manager, how would they get a hold of you guys at Ignite to start the process?
All you got to do is reach out to the Ignite Pro Wrestling Facebook. Just inquire a little bit about it. Say that you're interested, whatever you want to say. Then we can give you all the info on what it takes, everything that you'll need, kind of what the training program will be like, how much it costs, how often we train, and then we can start getting you in there. You know, we have multiple different varying levels of experience as far as the trainees right now. We have some that have been doing it anywhere from 4 to 6, 8 months, and some that just started this past week. So you get out of it what you put into it. What I tell everybody whenever they start training is, I'm going to give you every bit of me that I can to get you to where you want to be. You just got to be able to give that right back to me. You know, I don't require everybody to be here. Like, you have to be here. You have to be here. It's 2025. If you don't want to be somewhere, you're not going to be somewhere. You know, but you're paying for this, for the experience. You know, I'm taking the time out of my busy schedule to be here for you. So you make out of it what you want. So. But it's very a very good training program. I know the trainer personally. So
I want to thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us here tonight. And I want to wish you luck in your match on Saturday.
I'm sure
Scott is going to be a fair and impartial referee during that match.
Yep.
I wouldn't expect him to be any other way.
All right, but thank you again for joining us, and you have a good night, and I'll let you get back to your class, Dexter.
You too, guys. Now I'm going to go get beat up.
All right. Bye. Oh. Are you excited, Scott?
I am excited, you know. I am excited. It's not my fault, Dardar. Quit saying it's my fault.
Benny's agreeing with Dardar, though.
What the heck?
But we've also got Reinar saying, oh, man, can't believe I forgot. You, Scott, suck. Worst ref ever. Can't count. Scott's fault.
Well, Reinar, you need to worry about LBK and not worry about me, because you got a bigger fish than me, so need to worry about him.
Yeah, I mean, Reinar's got LVK to worry about.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is going to be a – last time was going to be a fight. I think this is going to be worse than last time, because there's no stopping them this time. There's no countouts, no disqualifications, no rules. So this is going to be even worse than what it was last time when they were fighting, because there's nothing – nobody can do to stop it.
You know, Reinar, I know you're watching. You're still watching, Reinar. I expect you to absolutely just bring the raid to this match. You can do anything you want in this match. What is it going to be like when we have an absolutely unchained Viking Heathen? What is it going to look like?
I don't know if we want to see that.
Oh, I want to see that.
You want to see that?
I want to see that. I want to get pictures of that.
Well, we're going to see that this Saturday. Because I guarantee
you. I want to see that, and I want to see Scott standing there while it's going on.
Try not to get hit, yeah, by whatever they're doing, whatever they're throwing at each other. I don't know.
I can guarantee one thing. It's going to be a heck of a lot of punches.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, in a no disqualification match, punches are legal. You can use closed fists. They are legal. There's nothing I can do. They can literally punch each other with the fist, and I can't stop it.
You can use the ropes.
Yeah.
You can reuse the steel steps.
Yep. All I'm there for is to make the pinfall and to make a submission if one of them decides to tap out, which I don't think that's going to happen between these two. I think it's going to be they're going to fight till they knock each other out.
Yeah, you might have to. There might be a 10 count.
There might be. They might fight till they both knock each other out, and if they don't make it to their feet by the 10 count, then it will be no contest. But I don't know what to expect in this match, because going in, you know, from the first time they met in that ring, you know, we knew it was going to be a fight. This time, there's nothing holding them back.
The first time they met, period, with LVK being out in the crowd as a fan.
Yeah.
Then you get Reinar talking crap on LVK while he's just sitting out there trying to enjoy the show.
Exactly. And then Reinar blaming LVK because he got involved in that TLC match. But, you know, he brought that upon himself when he decided to get involved with LVK in the crowd and shove him. So he brought that on himself.
We got Reinar saying he's going to bow before Reinar, or I'm going to beat him until he does. This raid is personal. He is standing in my way.
We're going to see Saturday.
Lauren saying LVK is going to tap out, guaranteed. Tyler Adams saying that Reinar versus LVK will be a wild must-see match. I agree with that.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be much of a match, more of a fight. But
no, this is just going to be an absolute brawl.
Yeah.
There's nothing anybody can do to stop these people from.
Nope.
Both participants in this match are just gonna. It's gonna be a while. I'm at a loss for words right now of what I think is going to happen, and I'm sure we're gonna be at a loss for words when the bell rings.
That's why you gotta be there live in the Scooter this weekend, because you don't know what's gonna happen in NGW.
Ryan's saying that he didn't start anything. He's told us before, and everyone agrees, that video was doctored. Were my pictures doctored too, Ryan R? I don't doctor my pictures. I don't use filters or anything.
I mean, it was clear as day. He shoved LBK, and LBK tried to get back, and that's what started this whole thing, was a shove. So,
and of course, we're going to have Chris Cade going one-on-one against Ricky Cruz, and they were supposed to team together.
Yes, they were.
Melee and Muscuda 3, but then Chris Cade was mysteriously attacked.
Yes. So now, you know, Chris Cade and Ricky Cruz one-on-one, different match, different circumstances, but, you know, this is going to be a great match because, you know, Chris Cade was under the learning tree of Ricky Cruz going up in his career, so it's almost like teacher versus student. And this one's going to be a great match either way, because you never know what you're going to expect with the King of Chaos in the ring. And now with this returning Chris Cade, because it's a different Chris Cade than we've seen 9 months ago.
To bring it back, LVK in the comments here saying, new video, Jock, just now. Look at his page. Enough said. P.S. Ryan R. is still a little bitch.
Well, he dropped a new video. So
go check out LVK's page for that video right before Saturday.
Yes. And then what else we got?
Oh, what else do we got? We got Jerry Morgan going up against Preacher for the Lightning Division Championship. History can be made on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
We're going to have a tie for the longest reigning Lightning Division Champion, or we're going to have a new longest reigning Lightning Division Champion.
It could go either way, you know. But, you know, Jerry Morgan is not coming in there. He's coming in there for a fight, and Preacher better be prepared, because he's been a little bit of a belt collector lately, Jerry Morgan, and current IWA Productions Light Heavyweight Champion, current Ignite Outburst Champion, looking to be...
And currently, he has not been pinned in either NGW or Ignite.
No. So, if somehow Preacher gets the victory over Jerry Morgan... That would be Jerry Morgan's first loss in NGW. So that one's going to be an interesting match, because you know the numbers games are going to be out there with the Gospel Damnation. But Jerry Morgan don't care. Jerry Morgan will fight anybody and everybody out there. He don't care who it is.
I mean, we've had Jerry Morgan on the show, and he's been in many multi-man matches in the past.
Exactly. I mean, he's focused on becoming the new NGW Lightning Division Champion. And honestly, I think he has a really good shot at it because of his accomplishments and what he's accomplished. But Preacher's not going to be no walk in the park with that one. So that one's going to be an interesting match either way.
Yeah, we have Logan Ridge taking on the returning Shrapnel in Lightning Division action.
Yes, you know. Shrapnel returned not that long ago in IWA. The first time we're going to see him back at NGW, and you know, and he's not going in there with anybody new. It's going to be Logan Ridge. Logan Ridge and Shrapnel have had many battles over different promotions all over Southern Illinois. I mean, these two are going to bring the absolute best they have in this match.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Shrapnel was out for a while with an injury, and the first time we saw him back in IWA Productions, the first thing he did was a drop kick from the top rope into a chair.
Yep.
He hasn't lost a step.
No, hasn't lost a step. So, I mean, this one's going to be a great match either way, because I know what these two men are capable of. And especially with a shot at possibly a Lightning Division Championship in the future, they're going to be putting a lot on the line in this match.
Yes. And we have a second chance match with Cassandra Golden versus Nyx, to see who is going to advance in the tournament to crown the first ever NGW Women's Champion.
Yeah, we heard at the start of the show, we heard the video from Cassandra Golden. You know, she had Lexi Green beat But, you know, the Gospel of Damnation did do the numbers factor and distracted me long enough for Lexi Green to get that little victory. But now it's not over for Cassandra Golden, because now she's going to fight Nyx, and one of these is going to go on to the finals for the NGW heavyweight, or the NGW Women's Champion, to crown the first ever NGW Women's Champion. Because we're getting down. We're down to four. We started off with, how many, what, eight?
Yeah, we're getting down to the wire. Yeah,
we're getting down to the wire, so we are very close. So, you know, this is going to be a great match either way.
Yeah, we got Benny saying that he missed Shrapnel. He's so happy he's back.
I think Shrapnel will get a great reaction when he comes back to NGW. I think the fans will welcome him back in Mesquite. It's been a while since he'd been in Mesquite. It's been over a year. So it'll be great to see Shrapnel back at NGW again.
And we have PYT versus the Fam for the NGW Tag Team Championship. PYT, the team of Marco Hendricks and Tobias Storm, taking on Marcellus Knight and Alex Steele.
You know, PYT's looking to gain more gold, and they look to gain more gold this Saturday, but they're not stepping in with just any tag team champions. They're stepping in with the first ever and two-time NGW tag team champions, the Fam. And this is going to be a great match either way, because I know what all four men of these are capable of in this match. And with the titles on the line, Fam ain't going to go down without a fight.
No, not at all. Tobias did get a pin on Alex Steele, though.
Yes, he did.
And PYT, you know, like you said, Playboy has declared 2025 as the year of PYT.
I mean, so far it's you know, so far it's coming true. I mean, we have seen Playboy win the NGW heavyweight title, which he said he was going to do. And he said Marco and Tobias are going to be tag team champions. Well, they got their tag team title shot. So we're going to find out. This time it's all for the gold this time. So we're going to find out who walks out NGW tag team champions.
Yep. And of course, we're going to be having our main event. Our guest tonight, Dexter Roswell, taking on the current NGW heavyweight champion, Playboy Double H.
Yeah, you know, Playboy Double H, he's walking in with the numbers game, and Dexter knows the numbers game is going to be out there. So he's a little bit more prepared with them not being strangers to each other. But Dexter said he's doing it this Saturday for him. He's winning that NGW title for him. And I believe he has a really good shot against it. I mean, just hopefully the numbers game will not play a factor into this match, because I know PYT does like to use creative tactics, like you like to call them, but I call it cheating, plain and simple. But we're going to find out Saturday.
Well, you can call it what you want, but
yeah, I mean, so.
And then, you know, I hold on. Okay. I've been, there's been a video that's just kind of dropped into our feed here that has a message that says, play this.
Okay.
Do you this, Scott, versus Scott?
I don't know. I mean, do we have a sensor? Do we have a beep? Because I don't know what this video is, but go ahead and play it. I don't know who it's from, but.
All right. All right.
I don't like that at all. Now I'm going to have nightmares. I know who's behind that. Oh my God.
You think Preacher's behind that?
Well, it's got to be. It's got to be him. Or it's got to be somebody him. Somebody, I don't know. I don't want to find out who's behind that. Honestly, I don't want to know who's behind that.
It seemed very gospel-y.
It did seem, but, you know, we don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Dardar thinks that's from Preacher.
That could be. I mean, you know, but I don't know.
He does like to interrupt our program.
He does.
But
he likes to let us know that he's always watching. So,
yeah. Yeah. And you did say some things about him. I didn't say that. You said those things. I didn't say those things.
I was just reading the script that you gave me.
There's the script.
I don't know. I don't like the fact that, you know, I'm going to have to lock my door now because you never know with him. I don't know. I don't trust him.
Well, what about Manson, you know?
Oh, that creepy little bastard.
You said some things about Manson.
I call him creepy little bastard. That's what he is because he scares the crap out of me. He comes out of nowhere. Like, he shows up out of nowhere. You never know where that guy's... And he bit my leg the last time.
See, there you go. Saying things, Scott.
Oh, well, I know. I'm always saying things.
But you know what? We might get some more answers on Saturday.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so, too. But you know what? I'm looking forward to Saturday. You're looking forward to Saturday. I'm pretty sure everybody here is looking forward to Saturday. If you haven't, go ahead and get your tickets right now at ngw.ticketleap.com. Save a little bit of money.
Yeah, and you get early. Yeah, and you get early access to the building too with your ticket too. So
Benny's saying it could be Savage. Remember what happened at last show? Savage's mask did appear.
It did. We haven't seen Savage since the
casket match.
Since the casket match, so.
I have no idea where that casket went.
No.
I assume it got buried in a field with Savage inside.
I don't know what happened. It disappeared. So I don't know what happened to it. And we haven't not seen Savage in NGW in a while. So I don't know. I guess the best thing to do is show up at Scorch Earth and hopefully we'll get some answers.
I hope so. I mean, at the very least, you're going to get some action.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Lauren right there with us. Can't wait till Saturday.
It is going to be a great day Saturday, so I cannot wait. We're less than 2 days away. So.
Oh, yeah. And I want to thank everybody for being here with us tonight. And I also want to thank our sponsors, Nick's Home Decor, Bi-State Termite and Pest Control, Needful Things Boutique in Muscoota, Illinois, Laser Monkey Engraving, and the Ringside Buffet in Mount Vernon. Scott, did you have anything else before we go?
No.
All right. Everybody, have a wonderful night, and we will see you Saturday. Make sure that you give us a top rope elbow drop on that like button, and make sure to like, share, and subscribe. We'll see you Saturday.
Hey. All right, man. So, yeah. Call me over here, talk about the game plan. What's the game plan for the show this weekend?
You ain't got to worry about the game plan. I got the game plan on lock, bro. Right,
we need to be ready for the 17th, so what's the game plan?
No. The 16th. We'll be at the Lou Civic Center in Muscoota on the 16th.
Right, I was told it was the 17th.
No, it was the 16th. I don't know what Tobias said and why he said it. I don't know his schedule, but if he shows up on the 17th, he's too late.
Well, I'm going to double check, but I'll take your word. So the 16th, yeah. Lou Civic Center.
Bingo.
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 Saying bingo? It's...
Bingo. Bingo.
Tobias! You hear that?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. You ain't playing no dang bingo. Come on now, you're all in already.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking. Eureka.
Oh, you got us playing.
Eureka, yeah. Missouri. We got family out there. We need to make sure that they're at the show.
But
what are you putting my chips in?
Bro, is that you?
I ain't doing nothing. This is your house. You got ghosts.
Look, regardless, I'm not worried about PYT and whoever shows up or whatever. We're fighting Marco and Tobias. That's all I'm worried about.
You're not worried about PYT at all?
No, none whatsoever.
You know, that's a big risk.
I know, right? I got it at an old school yard sale. All the pieces. Everything.
I mean...
We'll play this.
You can't, yeah.
We'll play this.
All right, look. So you're all in already. Or I thought you was all. I'm going on.
I'm all in. Just like for the titles, on the 16th, everything's 16. On the line. 16.
All right. So, look, what? Show me the game plan. What is?
You know what? You know what? You
said you had it on lock. I want to see.
I got it on lock right here. Look.
You put the game plan in a lunchbox?
It's locked.
I just.
And I got the key for it. I'm not worried about PYT, but here's the game. Okay. Seriously, what? Regardless, look. Here it is.
This is a bootleg. This is a rock.
Bruh, pirating and all that copyright infringements. I can't show the real game plan online. Duh.
All right, look. We'll deal with it. Let me take your money, and then we'll figure the rest of this out.
You ain't taking my money. But regardless, this Saturday, the 16th, at the Loop Civic Center in Muskoka, we're going to walk in and walk out still reigning, defending NGW Tag Team Champions.
Right.
And that's all that needs to be said. Now go ahead, flip your cards. Give me my money. Oh. I got two pairs. Thank you!
Now you cheat.